you know, we're right in the thick of the holidays, right? And not everything is awesome unless, you know, you're a kid.
Because, then everything is awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you don't have school and everything is awesome. BuzzFeed did a huge, huge survey about things that could be overrated and asking people if they're overrated. So I'm going to toss a few out to you. And you let me know if you think overrated or not.
Okay.
Secret Santa. Overrated?
Kind of overrated. I get anxiety over it.
Do you?
I do. Like when I'm asked to be in an exchange or something, I'm like, oh God, I've got to find like a perfectly like either straight funny gift or it's got to really good gift.
Right.
Like, which way are you going to play it? Are you going to play it funny or are you going to try to get a good gift?
Okay. What about snow?
Hate it.
So
Completely overrated. I grew up in northern Indiana. Okay, they had a lot of snow there. I grew up with much snow.
Yeah,
I don't need any more snow. I had a lifetime full of snow. I need no more.
I like the amount of snow we get here because we don't get as much as, say, like Chicago, Detroit.
Sure.
Those northern cities.
The lake effect snow.
Right, but we get some snow. Whereas some of, you know, the other southern cities like Nashville, Atlanta, they don't ever get it.
If it's conveniently timed. And like around Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's acceptable in my mind. Outside of that, nope, don't need it.
Overrated or not, all presents must be opened on Christmas Day.
Well, no. I mean, I kind of like it when you have to have several family Christmases and you get to kind of spread out the gift giving over a couple of days. That's kind of fun.
We have several times, you know, when we travel especially, we will open up our gifts. We're not going to travel with gifts for us.
Yeah.
So we'll open up our gifts for one another before we travel.
Right.
So if that's 2 days before Christmas, then that's what we'll do.
Yes. I think it's great when you can, you know that you've got a couple of other family gatherings and there's going to be gifts outside of Christmas Day. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
It's fun for the kids.
All right. So overrated or not, Christmas movies.
Oh, no. Completely. That is a staple of the season.
Yeah, I was going to say,
that's a staple of the season.
I am all about that.
I am all about binging. There are certain ones on the list that always get watched.
Yes.
Every single year without fail. And there are even like certain days. So like Christmas Eve, my husband has to watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah.
He watched it with his mom.
Yeah,
he's growing up.
Of course.
Sentimental.
Yes.
Yes. And we also watch, earlier in the night, we watch Polar Express.
Oh,
those are our two Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I was gonna say
offerings.
Polar Express, whenever it's on, even if it's July.
Yes, you're watching.
I have to watch it.
If you believe, you receive.
Is that what they say there?
Well, that's what we say. Okay. You must believe. That was what his ticket said. Spoiler alert.
Oh gosh.
Sorry.
All right.
Isn't there a new prequel? I think there. Maybe Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. Might have to dive into that. Yeah. No Christmas movies. Is a must for the Christmas season. If you take away my Christmas movies, I'm not celebrating.
Yeah, so not overrated at all.
No.
Yeah, those are good. What about hosting Christmas parties? Overrated or not?
Oh, well, we have fun. We have fun with that.
Okay. Not overrated. Yeah,
no,
see, I rarely ever host Christmas parties. I always go.
We do.
I don't have a big enough house to like have a ton of people.
Yeah.
So it's like we always just go to
others.
It's
kind of like the one time a year we know we're going to get to see a lot of people from the different facets of our life that we maybe don't get a chance to see during the year.
Overrated or not, Christmas family photos.
Oh, yeah, we don't really do that. I don't know if we've ever really, there was maybe when the kids were younger, we did a couple of like Christmas photo sessions. They turned out great.
Yeah.
But we haven't made it a priority
to
get it done every year.
I don't think that's overrated. I think those are, I like seeing photos of people.
Sure. And they get like, a lot of people get like really special pictures made for Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Like that's beautiful.
Yeah. So I think that's good.
We don't have that kind of time.
Christmas shopping done by Black Friday. Overrated.
Oh.
I don't know anybody.
Like you're done by Black Friday?
I don't know anybody who does
that.
Who
is that on it in their life?
I don't know anybody who does that.
No. At that point, I'm not even going to promise I'm buying gifts on Black Friday. I'm taking advantage of those sales for myself.
For myself. One for you, one for me.
I don't know if I'm in gift-giving mode just yet.
That is one of the things that I have the hardest time with whenever I go shopping.
Yes.
And specifically, most recently, it was for my wife. Her birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great deals.
And I was walking around going... But then in my mind, I'm like, well, I mean, Christmas is literally around the corner. What if I just got this and wrapped it up and said,
you got me something, honey?
But I'm like, I don't, what if someone else wanted to get it for me? And then I run into that and I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll take advantage of if I don't get it for Christmas from someone, then I will go maybe treat myself.
Oh, with maybe Christmas gift cards you might get?
After the holiday.
Okay.
Just treat myself.
Do you give, like, the people in your life ideas for gifts for you?
Do you
give them a list of things that you need or want?
Normally, I don't.
Okay, well then, that fear should be erased. Because if you come across something, you have not told anybody you want that. Or need it.
You know what? That's a great point.
Yes, just
nobody's
buy it.
Nobody's going to know that I want this little like puffer vest.
Take advantage of the sale.
I just need to go get it myself.
Save the money, rock the look.
And say, you know what, Ben, you deserve this.
Yes.
You walked around, you looked.
And then if they ask you, like, hey, do you need anything for, well, I just bought a couple things.
You participated in capitalism and you did your thing.
Exactly.
So. All right. Anyways, we'll tweet out the article if you want to see it at Ben and Kelly Show, overrated or not, but.